Hello, everybody. This is Bob DiGiacomo of Intentional Growth Coaching International coming to you with another one of my podcasts on leadership and so much more. Today's title, Your Possibilities Are Endless as Long as You Keep Your Mind Open. I remember a sign that I used to keep on my desk that stated, your mind is like a parachute. It only functions when open. This statement was so profound. Your mind is there to work both in conscious mode and subconscious mode. And in other words, it needs to be working all the time so that you keep working all the time. What would we be like if it didn't? So many things in our body, no, let me correct that. Everything in our body is dependent upon our mind working all the time. But today I want to speak to keeping your mind open to the possibilities that are in front of you. Inventors and even the explorers never ceased to ponder what lay before them. They were always willing to try, and a good thing too. Where would we be today if we still thought that the earth was flat, or that man would never fly, let alone go to the moon? Innovation. Do I hear the word innovation? Where would we be without the word innovation? Innovation is a noun, the definition of which is the action or process of innovating. Taking it a bit further, a new method, idea, product, etc. How about adding to that definition, executing new ideas to create value? And from a business sense, the creation, development, and implementation of a new product, process, or service with the aim of improving efficiency, effectiveness, or competitive advantage. But in simple words, the process of translating an idea or invention into a good or service that creates value for which customers will pay. Ideas applied by a company in order to further satisfy the needs and expectations of the customers. But wait a minute. So many words today. I'm not sure that the original innovators going back as far as time began were necessarily concerned with all these definitions. One key word does come forth from all these other words. That word is value. Adding value, being of value, creating value. And these days, the amount of value that something is worth. Before an innovation can become reality, must first come an idea and then an innovation that will fulfill a need. How many ideas and possibilities must be birthed before the working model of reality comes into existence? Let me cite a few examples. According to a biblical story, Noah was instructed to build an ark. He had no idea what an ark was, nor did he really know the reason for it at first. He was told verbally how big it was to be, and that was all he was told. The rest was left up to him to bring this idea into reality. Then we can look at someone one day thinking, I would be much more comfortable if I had something to sit on, instead of the hard ground or these rough rocks. Thus, the ideas of possibilities was endless until the creation of the original chair was invented. I wonder today how many models of chairs are in existence, and yet the possibilities are endless as they keep designing new models. And then there were the Wright brothers, who are responsible for man's first flight. Did they invent the airplane? No, actually, there had been many designs dating back several hundred years, ranging from putting on a pair of wings to flap like a bird, to that of kites, etc. But the Wright brothers kept imagining the possibilities and put forward new innovations until they came up with something that actually worked that day. Now, here is a keen thought to bring forth. They didn't know that day whether it would get in the air. They did not know how to fly. They did not even know how to land. But from that day sprung forth new and better innovations which would lead to greater possibilities. Today, we think nothing of it when it comes to air travel. We buy a ticket, get on an airplane with all the comforts and conveniences of our time. Our pilot knows how to take off, how to fly, and just as important, how to land it safely. Then there was the space age that really officially got started in the late 1950s, early 1960s. Oh wait. Man was again busy thinking years prior about going into space, even going to the moon. So many thoughts, so many possibilities, so many innovations. And then one day, a NASA engineer by the name of John Hubolt came up with an innovation that undoubtedly saved the space program. You see, all the previous possibilities all focused on a single spaceship taking off from Earth, landing on the moon, and then taking off again to return to Earth. There was just one problem. It wouldn't work that way. It was against all the laws of science as we currently knew them at the time. So what did we do? Did we give up or go back to the innovative drawing board? Hubolt suggested, why not use two different spacecraft, a command service module and a lunar landing module? This innovation solved the problem and allowed for a possibility to become a reality. Innovators are often out of sync with the many people around them. Some of history's most creative and innovative people have been, well, a bit quirky. Sometimes innovators may come across as arrogant, stubborn, even unreasonable. Where would we be today without the likes of the modern innovators such as Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, and even Jeff Bezos? All too often we focus on the fact that it will be the other guy and not us that will have those possibilities and successes. I mentioned here one of my mentors, Paul Martinelli, who, if you looked at his early life, would say that he was destined to anything but success. But he chose to pursue the possibilities that presented themselves to him and allowed time to bring forth those successes that were planted as seeds. Today, he's a very successful businessman, helping thousands of others explore possibilities and innovations, helping them to achieve success. I also choose to mention Annie Brock, who had an idea and a burning desire to help fellow members of the military to successfully transition to new lives and careers, and thus was founded the Leader Transition Institute that is growing and moving forward to achieving this and so many other possibilities. So let me conclude by saying that it's important to understand that innovation and the possibilities that come from them usually take time. Great ideas rarely happen overnight. They need to percolate. They need to improve. They need to develop. This all takes time. Patience is required, as well as a firm desire to see things through. Innovation requires communication. Innovators realize that change is an opportunity rather than an inconvenience or an interruption. So my point is that it's never too late to innovate and discover the possibilities that lie within you. As you transition through your life, you need to realize that it is never over. Never too late, that we were put here to fulfill a purpose. Just think of all the possibilities that lie before you right now. You just need to bring them forward from your subconscious to your conscious. Together, just imagine what lies ahead because you birthed those possibilities. So that's it for today. That's it for this one. Until next time, this is Bob DiGiacomo of Intentional Growth Coaching International. Make it a great, wonderful, and significant day. Bye-bye.